Debbie.
E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Debbie came ashore as a hurricane, now a tropical storm. The National Weather Service warns of potentially catastrophic flooding, life-threatening storm surge, and strong winds across North Florida and the Southeast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We had two fatalities from a traffic accident in Dixie County, one in Hillsborough, which was the big rig truck. And then we did have one fatality of a young girl who was killed when a tree fell onto the roof of the family's home.
A change of plea and pledge of cooperation in the 2020 Arizona fake electors case.
Former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis changed her plea.
Guilty.
To fraud, forgery, and conspiracy charges. 17 others are charged, including former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani and former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Ellis told the judge she relied on others to provide her information.
What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to make sure that the facts the other lawyers alleged to be true were in fact true.
11 Republicans are accused of submitting a document to Congress falsely declaring Donald Trump won in Arizona.
I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays says Ellis's insights are invaluable and will help prove the state's case in court. I'm Ed Donahue.
Clashes with police in Plymouth in southwest England in another day of far-right protests. Misinformation online has whipped up anger over the stabbing rampage a week ago that left three girls dead. Prime Minister Keir Starmer's ordered a standing army of specialist police be set up to deal with rioting across the country.
Whatever the apparent motivation, this is not protest. It is pure violence, and we will not tolerate attacks on mosques or our Muslim communities.
And a federal judge has ruled Google illegally maintains a monopoly over internet search. This is AP News.
We're experiencing a correction in the stock market after a very strong showing that had persisted for many months.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick. Fears about a slowing U.S. economy sent global stocks plunging today. Damian Troisi has the numbers in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks on Wall Street fell the most in nearly 2 years, continuing a global rout in financial markets. The S&P 500 fell 3% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 1,000 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slid 3.4%. Indexes throughout Asia and Europe fell sharply. Japan's Nikkei plunged 12.4% for its worst day since 1987. Big tech stocks, which have led the market to record after record this year, bore the brunt of the selling. Worries over the economy are front and center after a series of disappointing reports, including a weaker-than-expected jobs report on Friday. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.